Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to the weekly conversation. I'm the man with the mic, Kyle, for your Tuesday edition of the conversation. My favorite female, you know, Rosie O'Donnell. She's just amazing. She is so desperate that now she's trying to claim that Trump is mentally unstable and is a criminal. Well, I guess she must be like schizophrenic, ADHD, bipolar, manic depressant, all that stuff. If he's mentally unstable, Lord help her. Also, Donald Trump has elected Robert Lighthizer to head the United States Trade Representative office. Man, he's hitting home. He is like Miguel Cabrera. He is hitting home runs with every person he gets because why? He's a businessman. He runs a billion-dollar business. You don't run a billion-dollar business by getting people that don't know what they're doing in the position. Also, Dr. Zahadi Jazeer was on Fox News, and he's talking about how to end radical Islam and how to stop this, and I'll get into that. All my friends out in Philadelphia and in Pennsylvania, they have people are outraged because there's a 1.5 cent tax per ounce on sugary drinks and sodas. So the next time you get a Powerade or a Gatorade or one of those like vitamin drinks, you're going to be paying $3 in tax for a $2 soda. And they're not happy about it. President Obama has actually also come out that he's going to try to appoint Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court. He's trying to try to use his recess appointment that he has. They're scared. They're trying to do everything they can. And what is something that Alex Jones has said and Glenn Beck said? We're going to have what we call an executive order war. Well, Obama's going to try to do all this stuff really quickly and get this stuff passed. And then you're going to have another president is going to come in like Trump, and he's going to try to get rid of this stuff. And before you know it, we're going to have presidents just doing executive orders instead of having stuff go through Congress and Senate like it was designed. I mean, some of the stuff Obama does has to be like taken out instantly. But I'll get into that. And also, several sanctuary city mayors have written a letter to Obama to try to get him to pass legislation ASAP with executive order to make it hard for Trump to stop these sanctuary cities. Also, I want to get into that much more. So welcome to the program that you are hopefully a part of. The verse today is John 14:6. And Jesus told him, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get to the Father except through me. And think about that as you're going through your day today. And welcome. What a program we've got for you today, folks. As I said, you know, wonderful Rosie O'Donnell, and we got to do something because Trump is mentally unstable and he's a criminal. And oh Lord, I don't know what we're gonna do, Rosie O'Donnell. Like, we really care what you think? You know, that's the problem you have in this world. You have all these celebrities that don't know how the average person lives, but guess what? They're gonna voice their political opinion. I can voice my political opinion because I'm an average American living paycheck to paycheck. These policies are really affecting me. So, okay. Anyways, wow. I'm lost. Because I don't get these celebrities that, like, haven't been around for ages, and then they come out, well, he's a criminal. He's mentally unstable. He doesn't know what he's doing. That's why he's putting in place the best people for the job. That's why he's getting the best people for the job. Robert Lightsear, he has a BA from Georgetown University, a JD from Georgetown University Law Center. He was under the Reagan administration doing a trade representation stuff. It's amazing getting someone who has trade experience, who's a trade attorney, who's helped companies with trading. It's a miracle. You know, let's have someone who has experience in that industry do that. Yeah, we're going to have that. White House corporate executive chef who's never been to culinary school, doesn't know what he's doing. He was an electrician by trade. Really? No, you want to have someone. I don't want to be on a cruise ship and wondering if the guy's ever driven a ship before. I mean, thank God those people in New York had Scully flying the plane that knew what he's doing. We haven't had that in 8 years. Well, who knows how long we haven't had that, because I know when Obama was in office, what we're going to do, folks, is this company out of Canada, we're going to have them build the website for Obamacare.gov, and they were fired by the Canadian government. They don't know what they're doing. They suck. They're horrible. But guess what? We're going to have them run this website. No, that's not Trump. Trump is like, okay, I want to have this. I need this building built. I want to get the best people for the job. And that's what we've needed for so long. And he's done more before he's even taken the oath of office than Obama did in 8 years. He has. It's crazy. But let me, as Mike Rowe kind of said this, because they have just announced, Ford has, that they're going to totally scrap building a plant in Mexico, and they're going to put $700 million into America and that plant here in Michigan. And of course, you already have liberals saying, well, they were going to spend $1.6 billion in Mexico. Yeah, they were going to build a plant from scratch. They don't have to do that in America. They can take a plant that's already there and expand on it and get more jobs and update it. How is that bad? Mike Rose kind of talked about this, and I'm going to talk about this, and many people have said they're going to try to take everything. There are liberals that say, we're going to make Trump's life a living hell. And we made Obama's life a living hell. The only time we really gave Obama hell was when they were trying to pass Obamacare down their throats when the majority of Americans didn't want it. When over 60% were saying no. And we felt like our voice was not being heard. We kind of felt like, okay, hey, we voted and the majority of Americans wanted Trump for president, but then they say, nope, we're the government, we say Hillary Clinton gets it. Sorry, we don't care what you people think. That's how we felt. Well, we got mad at Obama. We didn't make his life a living hell, but we got mad at Obama when it's like, if you make under $250,000 a year, your taxes won't go up, and they have. They've taken people that were on video, these huge Obama supporters, and they said, okay, do us a favor. Y'all, I keep my pay stubs. Okay, get a three-year-old pay stub and get one now, and look at how much your taxes have gone up. And here's the video where Obama said, write it down. Put it in concrete. There's video of it. There's 25 cameras. I can't deny this. Your taxes will not go up. Well, they did. We accepted Obama as president. We didn't sit there and go, okay, I want liberals to tell me how many colleges canceled classes and finals because Obama became president. How many white people were crying and, oh my God, yeah, Obama's president. I don't know if I can live. No, we had our underwear on under our pants. You know, some of us had our Gil bands on or Calvin Klein's or whatever, but we had our pants on, our underwear on underneath our pants, pulled up. We were grown adults. And that's what's wrong with this society today. Well, unfortunately, for all my family back home, Penn State didn't win. But you know what? They left with their heads high. They left with their heads up high. Proud that, hey, we made it to the Rose Bowl. Who did they play? USC. I hate USC. Okay, I very much dislike beyond, but anyway. My point is this. This idea that no one loses. Well, you know, they have like tournaments now where if you lose the first one, it's a two elimination game where you can lose twice. So you go to the loser's bracket. Nah, in life, you win or lose. Sort of like auto parts. You're either growing or dying. There ain't no third direction. That's how this world is. But we have these kids programmed to where they get it. It's free. I remember when... See, kids don't have it like we did. Now, I can go on YouTube... I can go on Netflix or Hulu or any of those. And if I want to watch a movie, I can watch a movie. Bang, click. You know what we had to do? Mom, right after school, I want a quick run to the video store because no one's probably been there on Friday. And maybe I can get that movie before it gets taken because there'd be four copies. And if you were lucky enough to get there at a certain time, you got a copy of that movie. If not, you didn't watch it. And okay. You learned to deal with, okay, what am I going to do with that video we want to get? We don't have that movie we want or that video game. I remember when I was a kid, they had like toys. And like they would have like four or five toys that would come together to make one big like robot. And they would make one of them very hard to get. And if you didn't get it, it wasn't the end of the world. You just tried to figure out how you could play with them without having that one robot. Not today's kids. You know, they would sit there and they wouldn't want it. I've seen toy drives for kids where I would take an Xbox, I would take a PlayStation, I would take a Nintendo Wii used. I wouldn't care. Now, oh, I don't want it. It's not new. Okay. I mean, you could sit there and you could give them an Xbox 360, some of these kids that were at this toy drive, with 20 games, and they would rather have them. They would say, screw it, give me the brand new one. I want a brand new one. And they'd be pissy because they didn't have the brand new one. We got to change the mentality of this, everything is right now. I mean, since we have this right now mentality, if I see something on Facebook where, you know, somebody died, I would have gotten a notice before I got onto my phone or my computer via Fox News saying that, you know, Peter Frampton has passed away. So I know it can't be real. And if it's real, okay, I'm sorry. But usually 99% of the time I can get something on my phone that will say, okay, this person died, you know, MSNBC or Fox or whatever, CNN, you know, so. But these kids today are in this right now society where you can't lose. Everything's given to you. You just go to the Netflix and you watch it. There's no, they don't have to go to the video store anymore and may not be able to see that movie. Now what are you going to watch? Some of the greatest movies I saw came from, well, the movie I really wanted to see wasn't available. So I had to watch something else. What a concept. What did Julia Child say? I hate when people can't make a recipe because they're missing an ingredient. Or they're missing something. Well, if you're talking like a baking recipe where you have to have a certain amount of yeast or a certain amount of eggs, okay. But if you're talking like a spaghetti sauce or a soup, okay, well, let's say you don't have a lot of basil. Add what basil you have. Change it up. Use other ingredients. Use marjoram. Use more sage. You know, put some mint in there. Whatever. Experiment. Some of the greatest recipes or soups came out of, okay, well, I don't have this. Let me try this. I don't sit there and say, okay, well, I guess because I'm a chef, I'm used to looking at recipes and going, okay, well, wow, that seems like a heck of a lot of basil. Okay, but, you know, and I know, you know, but, okay, I'm not going to sit there and say, okay, I don't have any time. I guess I can't make this recipe. No. That's not today's kids. Well, we don't have to really play that well on the baseball field because we get a trophy no matter what, you know. What they need to do is not give them a trophy at the end, and then they're expecting one, and then when they don't do well, nope, here's your piece of paper. We're going to hand this out to y'all. It says, congratulations for playing West Lafayette Winter Basketball for 2017. Congratulations. And then when they don't get the trophy and they just get a little piece of paper, maybe it'll wake them up. Maybe. Dr. Zahad Jazari, as we move on, was talking on Fox News about how do we get rid of radical Islam? Well, you know, like how do we solve these kids? It's up to us to wake up these kids that are morons, that think everything's given to them, everything's free. And it's up to the Muslims to stand up to radical Islam. He goes, the new mantra, I hope, is going to become, it's a global jihadist stupid. They need to say, hey, wake up. They need to get, yeah, there's all these Muslims. Well, you know, you're going to stigma all Muslims because of radicals. Well, how many Muslims are standing up and saying, wait a minute, I'm not going to stand for these 2% of the Muslims that are going around killing people and treating women like they do? When are they going to, you know, they need to say, hey, here is the Quran. It does not say that. It does not say kill infidels. It does not, you know, you need to wake people up. I mean, I can help. I could go to Utah and help Mormons. I could help those people that are in polygamy. But I don't understand what they're going through, so I wouldn't be that much good. I mean, I could help and try to get them out of there, but Okay, if I don't know what they're going through and I don't know their mindset, like I can help Scientologists try to escape. But I don't understand. I kind of just from watching TV shows and what I've learned, there is a mindset that everyone outside the church is evil and is against them and don't trust anyone and all this, so that, you know, that you're the enemy to them. I can try to help, but I don't understand their mindset. People that have been in the church for 20 years understand that mindset and can try to get to them. We need to have the majority of the Muslims that are very peaceful that say, hey, I don't believe in God, Jesus, because I'm not Christian, I'm Muslim, but I support you, and I want you to have a church, and I want you to be able to believe what you believe. I would, if I had a kid in school, I would have no problem with them teaching him the Muslim religion, as long as they teach him the Catholic religion and the Baptist religion and what Jews believe and what people that are Baha'i believe and what people, you know, what all the different denominations around the world believe. You know, I support Diwali. What does it mean? What is the Hare Krishna? Not just, okay, we're going to spend the whole month and we're going to treat the classroom like it's Sharia law and you're going to have to pray and you're going to have to. I'm against that if they're not teaching, okay, well, on Tuesday, we're going to have a field trip and we're going to go to see what, you know, go to a synagogue and we're going to see, okay, this is the yarmulke. How do you put it on? Okay, what is the, okay, Jewish kids, when they turn 13, they have a bar mitzvah. What does that mean? If you teach them about every religion, sure. But if it's signaling out Muslims only, then it's wrong. That's not being hate monger. I mean, Christians, you think a Christian's gonna support a Christian that's raping people and killing people? No, they're not. They're gonna stand up against them and say, yes, I'm a Baptist, but I don't support what that preacher was doing. They're gonna condone it. And there's not that many Muslims condoning what's going on in this world. And that's what he was basically talking about. We need to have Muslims come together to fight radical Islam. I actually found out today Jesus' real name is Austin Rashbrook. Now, this guy is a miracle. There was a huge red crash. Well, he was at the right place at the right time, producing the miracle. I guess, like I say, God puts the right people in the right place at the right time. Oh, my wife, Lord help her. But what my point is he had a camera. And there was a car that got smashed into the garter and was caught on fire. And he could have just sat there and filmed. No, he risked his own life to save someone else. And we need more of that. We need more people like that. I guess I'm that type of person. I'm like, what, you know, I would feel bad if I did nothing. I mean, if there's nothing I could do, if I looked at it and said, okay, there ain't no way, you know. If I go in there, I'm basically going to die too. Then I'd be like, okay, you know. Because when I've had like medical training and stuff for like university where I work, you know, because we're around like healthcare people, that's one thing they say, evaluate the situation. You know, if it's too dangerous, you know, you just call 911 and say, hey, you know, pull the ANSL system. And if that don't take it out, then Lord, I mean, those things are nuts. Because the ANSL system, if you don't know, it's a thing that you pull the cord, and in like a tenth of a second, it covers all the equipment with a powder that takes out any fire. And if that didn't work, then. But I guess it was just amazing to see this videographer just put down the camera and do what he did. Because most people today, I wouldn't do that. No one helped me, so why would I help them? Well, that's it, you know. About 34 minutes left in the program, folks. And I want to thank you all for tuning in wherever you are around the world and in the U.S. And there's a lot of, as I want to get into this one, because this is the big story of the day, because Megyn Kelly is leaving Fox News to do daytime work on NBC. And there's a lot of people that say, well, NBC is taking a huge risk because she's got to turn her focus now, because now she's going to be, the audience she has is mainly is a woman-based audience. And they say, you know, and Fox is getting rid of the person that's leaving, Megyn Kelly, is the second most viewed show on prime time on Fox, besides, you guessed it, Bill O'Reilly. So, I don't know. She's always been to me. I've liked her per se, but at the same time, I know she's one of those, she's like a closet liberal, where like at the election, you know, she was wanting Hillary to win. But, you know.
I don't know about that. I just don't think she likes Trump.
No.
But with anybody else
but Trump. Yeah. But I think she's someone that's a politics as usual type person. She wants that.
Yeah.
That person that, you know what's going to happen. And that's where we're at. I mean, people are, the establishment media is afraid. Because they're seeing real change. You know, people are turning to the Drudge Report in mass numbers and InfoWars. Because people are tired of, okay, I mean, I would hope, I mean, this is a big stretch, that liberals will wake up and say, wait a minute, Hillary was supposed to win by like massive numbers. At 8 o'clock, she was supposed to give an acceptance speech, and Trump at 7 would have given a concession speech, and she lost. And she lost. What the heck? When are they going to start? When are the gears in the brain going to start turning and people go, wait a minute here. What they're saying ain't adding up, you know? Imagine if, like, CNN was a science show, you know? And they would, like, take, like, gasoline and, oh, you can light gasoline with a match. Nothing will happen. Don't worry. And kids would believe it, and they'd take a match. You know, when are the gears going to go in their head and realize that, okay, nothing's happening like the media is saying it is? You know, Russia didn't hack the emails. Julian Assange was on Hannity, and he basically came out. This is like, I have to do this over and over and over, but I've told them repeatedly, Russia was not the source of the hacking. Never has been, never will be. And like, I'm one of those people that look at it from this standpoint. Who cares who hacked? And I've said this before. Look at the corruption it showed. Does that not matter? Does the corruption not matter? Do you not? Oh, since Russia hacked it, who cares that Hillary Clinton was getting help and rigging the email, all this rigging with the debate questions being, I guess that doesn't matter because they're concerned about Russia and them hacking. But then I have liberal friends that still believe that these ladies were groped by Trump, even ones that have come out and said, no, it was a lie. I was paid to say this. Even when the women have come out and said, he didn't grope me, there are people that still believe it. I'm going to get into this because this is just amazing. This is what we're here for, folks. A pastor held captive in Iran for 3 years reveals what Trump did for his family. it's just, I mean, he is the most unselfish man out there. He is just, I mean, I can tell you story after story I've read where, you know, when this airline couldn't take this person, Trump had his plane ready to take this person and help him out. Trump gave the family $10,000 while he was imprisoned for 3.5 years. He didn't have to do that. But, see, the liberals will say it's only $10,000. Well, he didn't have to do anything. He didn't have to fight to get those jobs back to America. Trump has done more than Obama has done, in my opinion, in my belief, from what I've seen. And he hasn't even taken office yet. He hasn't even taken office. And he's done so much. I can't wait to see what he does when he's in office. That's the kind of man he is. This is kind of very interesting. This is a story that I can't wait to talk to some of my friends in Philadelphia to see how they're reacting to this. But they have introduced a new beverage tax. And it's 1.5 cents on every ounce of sugary snacks or sodas. So like if you get... the Propel water, that fitness water, there's a tax on that because that's considered a sugary drink. Propel Fitness. And you're going to be paying, there are people now posting on YouTube and Facebook receipts where they have like a $2 drink with like a $3 tax. And well, actually it's a $4 tax because it's like 93 cents in state tax. And then it's like $3 for the sugar beverage tax. They claim it's going to create $91 million and it's going to encourage people to, you know, to make better choices. So you're going to be able to get people to, so you're going to create $91 billion from this tax if everyone takes the better option and has like water instead. You wonder what would happen if all of a sudden everyone in like Philadelphia just gave up sodas and sugary. Well, I mean, they have so many things listed as sugary drinks that it's almost impossible. I mean, I could see if you're talking like Coke or Pepsi type drinks, but when you're talking Propel Fitness water, and that's considered a okay, I want to go to the grocery store and get me some of those pre-made smoothies in the jar and in the bottle. Well, that's bullcrap. I have to pay a beverage tax on that. That's supposed to be good for me. Actually, a lot of them have crap loads of sugar in them, so they're not that good for you. But it's just, I can't wait to talk to some of my friends. I'm going to talk to Jason Smith and Philly and see what he says about this. Because, I mean, remember that guy, the guy that had that business that he was going to, like, make all his employees give him, like, $70,000 a year and it tanked and he couldn't afford it? I supported that for one reason. If he wants to, he was going to give his employees that kind of pay. It wasn't the government forcing him to. If you want to smoke cigarettes, you should have the right to. They're not safe. They're not good for you. But it should be your choice if you want to have a Coca-Cola or not. Why should the government say, okay, well, if you want to have a Coke, that's fine, but you're going to pay a tax. Because you're going to get fat. You're going to have heart disease. You're going to have all these problems. You're going to get diabetes. And we're going to have to pay for it. Like Dennis Leary always said, it's the yogurt sprout eating people that get killed by a guy smoking 2.5 packs a day. Sorry, officer, I didn't see him. I was too busy smoking. Yeah, if you ever want a good laugh, get No Cure for Cancer. We're all gonna die. No one gets out of here alive. Enjoy your life. Live your life. I'm gonna get on to this because this is where we're headed. Obama now is trying to possibly use his executive powers because as president during a recess, he can actually sit there and do a recess appointment. And he's going to try to get in Merrick Garland into the Supreme Court using these powers. And what we're going to end up with is we're going to have what's called an executive order war. Instead of us going to the Congress and Senate, and the branches of government. Well, I didn't like that Trump passed this, so when I get elected, I'm going to executive order that gone and this gone and that gone. And then the next person's going to say, well, I didn't like what this president did after Trump, so I'm going to executive order what he did. And instead of saying, okay, this didn't work, we need to rework it. But I want to have a bill brought to my desk, and when it gets approved by all these branches, I will sign it into law. Because pretty soon we're just going to have one president undoing what the other president did just by executive order and bypassing Congress and Senate. I mean, that's basically what Obama said. That he had the whole, when he was doing those State of the Unions, he had people cheering him when he said, I don't need any of you. I can just executive order. Executive order was, okay, we just got bombed. We need to do something now. It wasn't designed to just pass whatever you wanted to. I don't get it. I mean, we need to do something because Obamacare is crippling this country big time. And what Trump has said he wants to do on day one is I'm just going to eliminate the individual mandate. So you're not going to be fined if you don't have health care. That way, if you have Obamacare, you can keep it until we figure out a replacement. And we can have the best people come up with a plan for replacement and then give it to the House and Senate and the branches of government and have them approve it and pass it. Then I can sign it into law. That way, no one is losing the coverage they have now, so they can't say that, oh, on day one, I just got rid of Obamacare. No, he got rid of the individual mandate. And since he got rid of the individual mandate, then you can still have Obamacare if you use it or one of the programs. And you're not going to get fined if you don't have it. And you're going to be able to say, okay, now let's actually come up with a healthcare plan and let's read it. Let's know what's inside it. I know I live in Lafayette, Indiana, and at IU Health Arnett, they had messages. Please do not make an appointment. We don't know any more about Obamacare than you do because so many people are making an appointment with their doctor just to try to find out what's in Obamacare. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. But that's what we're going to get into. I'm sorry, but I guess if like Obamacare was so great, wouldn't you be mad because they're giving passes so that the government people can get first access to it? You know, like if you go to like a Kings Island or like Disney World or which I'd love to go to someday, they have what's called Fast Pass and people want to try to get to the front of the line to ride the rides. Well, I would think I should be mad because Obama gave preferential treatment so that the congressmen and senators had like first dibs on this Obamacare to use it. They got exemptions from it. It was so great. Nancy Pelosi had pieces of paper. Here, just give this, and you won't get penalized. You don't have to use Obamacare. She got exemptions for her buddies for this program that was going to be so wonderful and so great. And Donald, because I was listening to Alex Jones today for a while and on his radio/television program, and he's like, you know, Donald Trump's really woken up 100% to the fact that he thought that, okay, once I become president, they're going to accept me and they're going to deal with it. And he's starting to realize, no, they're going to do it. They're doing everything in their power to try to get him out of office, try to get him out of there. And that's why, yeah, Secret Service is great, but I'm getting my own security. I'm having protection on top of protection. It's like, what did someone tell me one time? If I ever won the lottery, you get a person to oversee the finances, and you get someone to watch him and someone to watch him. And you have at least one of the three. You hire one of the three where the other two don't know about him. And I'm going to take, and you tell the first two, anything you do, you run it by me. And then you take a copy of it and you give it to that third guy without them knowing. Okay, I'm making sure they're not screwing me. You know? He's doubling up. Because he's starting to realize, hey, it's not. But I love him because he's someone that's just going to be like, F you, I don't care. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I don't trust the damn media. That's why I'm going to Twitter, because you can't mix up my words when I Twitter unless I screw up. And that's a wrap, folks. There's been dozens of sanctuary cities that have penned a lengthy letter to Obama urging him to take last-minute steps to extend federal protections for illegal immigrants before Donald Trump gets elected, because they want to make it hard for him or impossible for him to basically stop that. I don't understand sanctuary cities for illegals. With confidence, 7 to 8 times I've been at a place where, yeah, I'm looking for Dorsey Menendez. Okay, he's my line cook. I'm him. He uses my name, my social security number, all this stuff. But anyways, yeah, show me how. I would love for you to show me how you can get an illegal immigrant to get a job with no papers, nothing. If he's got a job in this country, like a legitimate job, like have him go to Macy's, or have him go to not like working for some guy under the table, you know, mowing lawns. I'm talking an actual job where he's getting a paycheck. And taxes are coming out of the paycheck, you know, working for Hyatt or somewhere with no paperwork. Because if he's working, he has to have paperwork. So he's using somebody's social security number, someone's name, someone's numbers, someone's ID. Oh, but that's okay. It's, you know. Remember, folks, we're a nation of immigrants, but we're also a nation of laws. And here we go. They're trying to. We need to get this done ASAP while you're still present. We need to pass this. Make it almost impossible. So much for a peaceful handover of, you guessed it, power. But we knew that wasn't going to happen. We knew that wasn't going to happen, but what do you expect? had about 14 minutes left or so in the program, folks. And thank you all again for tuning in. And hope you had a wonderful New Year's, because I just had to get this out because they had that Mariah Carey debacle. Thank God I'm not into watching. I just watched the ball drop. And me and my wife stayed home, watched a couple movies. We watched Bad Santa, and we watched the Red Green Christmas special and a couple others. And we just took it easy. Because at least where I live, there's not really much of like a New Year's Eve tradition where you go here and this happens. I mean, there's a Lafayette Theater that did like an 80s prom like 3 years in a row. And, you know, but there's not. But this year, last year they had Blind Melon. This year they didn't have anything listed on the website. There's not really. And most people just go to like a local pub and just have beers and then New Year's, you know. But I'm glad when I went to Times Square, it was just that. It was just the ball drop. There wasn't like 25 million artists. There wasn't like sponsors and all that. You know, because I think it was Nivea last year, and now it's Planet Fitness, and they have the hats and the balloons and all the stuff that they pass out for, like, all that crap. And I just like to watch the ball drop. I didn't know who was performing. And then they said, oh, did you hear about Mariah Carey? And supposedly she's claimed that the stuff didn't work, and she's blaming them. And it, who knows? Because I guess originally she was like, you know what? Let me see here. Yeah. But she said, like, bleep happens. Yeah. And now she's like, well, it's their fault and all this. So who knows? I mean, there's even people like me who thought she changed her name to Mariah Vanilli. But she's a great person. She's a human being. Things are going to happen no matter who's at fault. She probably still got paid. It's not like they, oh, we're not going to pay you now. She's probably already gotten paid more money than I'll ever make in my life just for doing that. So, but that's just kind of how the cookie crumbles, you know? But it's hard to believe it's another year. And but I guess, I don't know. I guess I've been that one person that like didn't care about celebrities and what they, you know, what they did or whatever. That's why I guess I never really gotten a lot of this, like the Ozzy Osbourne show. I don't care what they do in their home. You know, I mean, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my life, let alone trying to watch and see if Ozzy Osbourne can figure out his life and what he's going to do. But anywho, we need to bring this country back to the roots, because it's getting where it's like, okay, well, he's, as I get back into this, you know, well, I didn't like him passing this law, so, well, yep, I'm going to make sure that once Trump gets out of office, that those jobs go back to Mexico. I'm going to give them incentive to move the plant and build the plant and all this. And I'm going to write an executive order. And there's a reason why we have a Congress and Senate. That way stuff just doesn't get passed. Because then you just have one president just going to do whatever he wants. And I don't need you all. I can do whatever I want. Whatever. You don't matter. Remember, I run the country. That's why I like Trump. Him and his supporters are chanting, it's not about him. It's about USA. It's about America. It's about us. Well, I can only do so much. You know? I can bring jobs back here, but if you're not going to work, what's the point? That's just how it is. That's how this world is. You know, I don't want to have one person dictating how this country runs. That's why I like Trump. Because he's like, well, I'll bring the jobs, but you got to work. You got to do this. It's us as a whole. I am one part of this puzzle. And it's just great as I finish up this little segment that I love him because he's not backing down. Because I mean, I have so many liberals that just, they're never gonna, no matter what he does, they're never gonna praise him. Yeah, he's bringing, well, you know, they'll find some way to make those jobs and that money and that stuff coming back and staying in Michigan. They're gonna find a way to make it go down and make it look bad and make it be, because that's what they do. They can't. It's like I'm from the John Stewart show when the guy was interviewed about, I'm gonna basically help you. I'm gonna show you why you shouldn't increase the minimum wage. And he said they interview you for like 5 hours and then they cut and paste until they get their point across. Liberals don't know any better. When you actually speak to them, you don't make sense. Because they're used to having my viewpoint cut and pasted to make it sound like I don't know what I'm talking about. But when they know what I'm talking about, they're confused. But that's how it is, folks. We make sense. We're logical. As the Supertramp song says. And they don't know how to handle it. And the media is not knowing how to handle it when we're like, okay, what do we do now? Because the liberal media is not really effective anymore because no one watches it. And the people that do don't know any better. And the people that, you know, we don't watch it, we know better. We're smarter than that. And I see big things coming, some great change. And I'm excited. You know. I wanna get on to a little bit of the Premier League. I wanna thank you all for tuning into the program and what a start to the new year. December 31st, Manchester United had a 2-1 win over Middlesbrough, and Burnley was 4-1 with Sunderland. And I thought Stoke City might give Chelsea a run for the money. Huh. Chelsea won 4-2, but it's just been exciting. And then on the first of the year, Tottenham, of course, they blew away Watford 4-1, and Arsenal and Crystal Palace played in Arsenal 2-0. It's been exciting games. And we're on a big winning streak as we beat on Monday. Manchester United beat West Ham United 2-0. And it was an incredible, I mean, that second shot by Zlatan Ibrahimovic, he was offside clearly. How that referee didn't see it, but in the very beginning, though, within 14 minutes, the red card that was dished out, it should have been only a yellow, and the Manchester United players should have gotten a yellow. You know, if one was going to be red, the other one should have been red, but let bygones be bygones. I'm not complaining. We won the game. It's going to be interesting on Wednesday to see the match between Tottenham Hotspurs and who's in fifth place versus Chelsea. Tottenham and Manchester United are tied both at 39 points, but they have the goal differential, so the goal difference there on the table. And it's going to be interesting because what's really going to shake up this top five or six is when Liverpool has to play Man City or Arsenal or Chelsea, and the two top five teams or top six teams have to play each other. And you're either one team's going to end up with either no points, 1 point, or 3 points. And that's what's going to work, because I don't think Chelsea's looking really, really good now, but they can't keep this winning streak going indefinitely. They're going to hit something's going to happen, and some team is going to catch them off guard and get a game and get a win. And then they're going to, you know, so it's not going to be a forever thing, but it's just exciting. It's great, you know. And the more you talk about some of the players from United, and they're like, you know, Jose Mourinho just kind of seems like this is his home. This is where granted he was at Chelsea, but if there wasn't Sir Alex Ferguson, he would have tried to get in at United. You know, this is where he feels at home. He feels obligated to the fans and to the players to give them the opportunity to win championships in the UEFA Champions League and win the Premier League title and win the FA Cup. And I'm slowly, he's our manager, so it's like I can't diss him, but I just wish the team well. I wish the team, they've got the great players, and I think they're starting to come together, and I think it's going to play out to be a great, great, great season. It's over now. We got injuries now. But.
Oh, whatever.
I bet you if I turn on the BBC right now or the London Sun Times, there'll probably be an article about Latan Abramovich going down the steps and twisting his ankle or something. Just kidding, but you know. But I have a lot of friends that are Arsenal fans, like, okay, yep. Well, we had our season, you know, now it's all downhill from here. You know, we're in fourth place, but that won't last for long. So hey, what do you say? It's just this 2017, I think, is going to be a great, great year. You know, so many good things are on the horizon. So many good things are happening. And I'm just excited. People are waking and they're getting excited. We got someone that seems like he's not even president. It seems like I care about you. He's not even been in the office. Normally when I look at a candidate, I'll say, you know what? Well, I voted for Melissa, but I hope she does something. Trump hasn't even been sworn in. And I'm like, well, he's doing something. So I can't. You know, normally you wonder, okay, well, is he going to do anything? Is something going to happen? Where now it's kind of like, hey, guess what? I already see it happening. I already see stuff happening. And I just want to give you a quick heads up. Yeah, I got my wife some roses the other day. And I've been checking prices at different places to see like what they are now. And then I'll go back to those places around Valentine's Day and they'll probably be double. Just because so many people think it's the only day you can get your wife roses or flowers or chocolates or whatever. And do what me and my wife do it all the time. But it's really hard to find like I love you cards all year round. But I want to thank you so much, y'all, for tuning in. And with the firm reliance and the protection of divine each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Until this Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.